Roy Walker had his own catchphrase to help contestants on the show, and he always said, let's say it together, one, two, three, say what you see. Over here as well, say what you see. Okay, so we're going to try this quiz, and here is the first one for this side over here. So we'll have two teams, okay? So this is first team, so don't shout out. Forever and ever. Brilliant. Well done. Over to this team now. Anyone have any ideas? Hot cross buns. Brilliant. Number three over here. Say what you see. Easter. Brilliant. Over here. They're all to do with Bible, Easter, Lent. Think Bible for this one. Doubting Thomas, well done. Brilliant, skeptical twin. Thomas the twin. Over here. Passover, wow, that was quick. Last Supper. This is a tricky one, got to think carefully. Egg hunts very close. Hunting eggs. They're getting trickier as they go. What day is 46 days? Ash Wednesday. Well done, Nina. Last one. Holy. Well done. Holy. Brilliant. So, the thing is, the advice of Roy Walker, say what you see, is also really to do with what's our responsibility as those who have witnessed Jesus Christ. Now, we haven't witnessed him yet in terms of seeing his resurrection body. That day will come for us all. But for us who have encountered Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, just as Lara was talking about, our job then is to say what we see, say what we've experienced. And so, if we go back to what happened whenever the two women were going to the tomb, and here's what the reading said that Victoria read so beautifully for us. After Sabbath, at dawn, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, went to look at the tomb. The end of Matthew's gospel is all about looking and telling. That's the way Matthew writes the last chapter, on purpose. So it's all about looking. Next verse, please. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. Next verse, please. And he said, don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Just as he said he would, come and see where his body was lying. So why did the angel come down from heaven? The angel came to help the woman pass the guards, past the stone, and into the tomb. The angel came so that they would be able to see, and then they would be able to tell. So, the job of the first witnesses was to then see, and then go quickly and tell his disciples, he's risen from the dead. He's going ahead of you. You will see him there. Remember that I told you. The whole chapter is all about seeing and telling. Their job is to go and tell the disciples. And then the disciples, too, their job is to see and to tell. So, the woman ran quickly from the tomb, and they were very frightened, but they're also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. So, they are obeying what they've been told to do by the angel. And what Victoria didn't read for us, because it comes after the reading, is what happened next. And what happened next was, as they went, as they obeyed, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. Here's what Matthew is trying to tell us in the last chapter of his gospel. When we speak Jesus, we meet Jesus. The main reason why Matthew writes his gospel and the last chapter of his gospel is to say Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But what he wants to tell us is, what is our role in that? And what he's telling us is, when we speak about Jesus, we meet Jesus. So we believe today that Lara, being willing to come and speak about her faith, that she, like the woman who were filled with both joy and terror at having to do that, we believe that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, will meet with Lara and will strengthen her more fully because she's been willing to speak about Jesus. That's what Matthew's telling us at the end of his gospel. He's saying, if you speak Jesus, you will meet Jesus. So often we're thinking, maybe if I get strong enough, eventually I'll talk to someone about Jesus. And it is true, we can only speak about Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. But what Matthew is also, because Matthew is writing to people who have already met the risen Lord Jesus. He's writing many years after the resurrection of Jesus. And what he's saying to people in the church is, speak about Jesus. Because as you speak about Jesus, you will meet with the risen Lord Jesus. Speak Jesus, meet Jesus. And so we come to the last part of Matthew's gospel, the last verses. And Jesus said to the disciples, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there. Next one, please. And then the 11 left for Galilee, went to the mountain, and they saw him, and they worshipped him. So the women were commissioned. Now this is the disciples being commissioned. They met with Jesus, the woman in the garden, and Jesus told them to do the same thing that the angel had told them to do. Go and tell the disciples. Now this is the disciples being commissioned. Because when Jesus meets us, it isn't just to say, I am risen. It is to say, I am risen, now go and tell. What's our primary function as Christians? Go and tell what we've seen. Be a witness to Jesus Christ. And so here are the last couple of verses. And maybe like me, you have read these verses many times. We've even had them emblazoned upon one of the windows there at the back of the church. It's the Great Commission. And Jesus says, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Notice what Jesus doesn't say. He doesn't say, guys, I'm here, I am with you, I will always be with you. Now, let's go out and tell people. He says, go and tell people that you have encountered me. And when you do, I will be with you. Do you notice how Matthew finishes his gospel the way he has written the whole of chapter 28, the last chapter of his gospel? If you speak about Jesus, you will meet with Jesus. If you're willing to be a witness to Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit will come and empower you more. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will say, here is someone who's willing to speak about Jesus. I am going to fill them up to overflowing with my Holy Spirit. That's why Matthew finishes his gospel by saying, speak, Jesus, and you will meet with Jesus. Finally, some verses from Job in the Old Testament. We haven't yet had the privilege of seeing the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. But the Bible tells us that we will have that privilege. And amazingly, in the Old Testament, Job, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says this, but as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes, and I am overwhelmed at the thought. What a privilege for the woman and for the disciples to see Jesus in his resurrection body. We have had the privilege and have the privilege now of meeting him by his Holy Spirit, of receiving his forgiveness, his love, his hope, his strength, his guidance, his deliverance, his joy. And we get to tell people about the fact that Jesus Christ is risen. And our last slide, a wonderful depiction of the life that Jesus Christ brings. And so this morning, as we come for communion, and we come up the center, and there are flowers. There were two baskets, there are now one, but there will be. And there's two there, great. And as we come up, I invite you to consider taking a flower and pressing it into the cross as a statement of faith and as a statement of the fact that you have encountered the risen Lord Jesus. You're aware of his presence, his peace, his forgiveness, the new start that he's given you. And you're also willing in that to be commissioned to go and speak about Jesus, knowing that as you do, others will have the privilege of coming to know him, and you will increasingly be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit because you're willing to speak about the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the one who brings life out of a place of death. Let's pray.